USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has a message for Republicans when it comes to fighting the coronavirus.
If we do not defeat the virus, we're never going to be able to open our economy and open our schools safely to send our children to school.
The California Democrat also insisting there needs to be more coronavirus testing available throughout the country. With more on a historic peace agreement, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump says a peace agreement has been agreed on by Israel and the United Arab Emirates. He spoke to reporters in the Oval Office and said the two countries are going to exchange embassies and ambassadors and begin cooperation across the board.
The president calling it a huge breakthrough between two of the nation's friends. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
During the rollout of Senator Kamala Harris as the newly announced running mate of presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden, one of the things she did was attack President Trump for the economy, saying the president is the reason millions of Americans are now unemployed. Former finance advisor for Barack Obama, Don Peebles on Fox News, reminds everyone.
The first 2 years of the Trump administration were almost record setting economic growth and the lowest unemployment numbers for African Americans and for Americans as a whole since we've been keeping statistics on unemployment. So we had a very robust economy.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is revising President Trump's claim that he would abolish the payroll tax if reelected in November, explaining that the plan is to forgive the deferred tax and perhaps extend the cut into next year. Kudlow also saying the deferral would cover the self-employed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The FBI is continuing to investigate the shooting of a military helicopter. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
A military helicopter made an emergency landing in Manassas, Virginia, after it was struck by a bullet. One service member inside was injured. The helicopter was conducting a routine training mission when the incident occurred. The bullet caused a minor injury to the hand of an aircrew member and damage to the aircraft, which is attached to the 1st Helicopter Squadron. The FBI said the injured service member was treated and released from the hospital. The FBI's Washington field office said it dispatched special agents to the Manassas airport to investigate the incident. The FBI and Joint Base Andrews called on members of the public with any information about the shooting to contact authorities.
After the Pac-12 and Big Ten said they would not be playing football this fall and instead hoping to play in the spring, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has a message for the colleges in his state.
We believe that discussions about short-circuiting the season are entirely misplaced, and I support Florida State continuing to play with the season, as I do all the sports throughout the state of Florida. It's very, very important.
The Big 12 and SEC also coming out and saying full steam ahead regarding football in their conferences. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.